This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer this hour. So your questions and comments are welcome for him at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Get those calls in right now. You can also text them in, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, the text number for yours truly, or for Todd, 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part this hour by the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance. Think about this for a minute. What would you do if someone was choking? Having a cardiac emergency. Would you be properly trained to be able to help? 85% of cardiac emergencies occur at home. 70% of Americans feel helpless to act in a cardiac emergency. Training is coming. In fact, today in Bismarck, the 17th in Fargo, the 23rd in Minot, Williston the 25th, and Devil's Lake the 30th. Other dates and locations on the website, ndsc.org. The Safety Training Spotlight brought to you by North Dakota Safety Council, Workforce Safety and Insurance. NDSC is the region's largest, the leader in occupational first aid training. And remember, employers, the curriculum they give you, the only nationally recognized curriculum that meets all of OSHA's first aid requirements. Think about that. That's why you make the call to North Dakota Safety Council. NDSC.org, click the training registration icon. All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. The Talk Radio Town Hall is underway for another day. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. Welcome to another hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. What are you busy?
It's a really crazy day, actually. I'm 2 hours into a large markup, that is passage of bills out of the Energy and Commerce Committee to the floor. And we are, I think we have 33 bills today, and we're probably two-thirds of the way through, maybe a little better. So I may occasionally get called in. A lot of them are opioid bills. Scott, I think something like 22 of them, maybe even more than that, are opioid bills. So a lot of them came out of the health subcommittee dealing with, you know, everything from, you know, reporting and HIPAA laws and prescriptions, of course. You know, just it's really the first of a two large markups on opioid-related bills and other, you know, other sort of disorders and trying to get a grip on, as we know, this healthcare crisis in the country.
As you've no doubt heard from many leaders in North Dakota, this is something that keeps folks up at night, law enforcement dealing with this. I'm consumed with the fact that I talked to, you know, three police chiefs and just said, magic wand, what would you do if you had, no restrictions as far as finances? They said, build treatment centers, because this huge percentage of all of their touches, all of their calls, are mental health or addiction related, and they see the recovery, rather the addiction treatment, not being adequate for the kind of things that are out there. So it really is just amazing how many places this touches. It obviously impacts taxpayers, whether they know somebody personally or are concerned about this. Just independent of that, it's an expensive thing. What are you most excited about in some of the fixes being proposed?
Yeah, so to that very point, because I've talked to plenty of sheriffs and police chiefs as well, and incarceration has become the treatment in lieu of anything else in many cases. In fact, I've talked to parents who plead with the police to arrest their child and put them in and incarcerate them, because at least they're safe there for a moment, and it's generally not for very long, and clearly not enough jail facilities, nor is it necessarily the appropriate response. So I agree that treatment's a big part of it, and we're putting a lot more focus on treatment. I would tell you that while that's really important to me, an even higher priority going forward is to try to prevent the addiction in the first place, and that the types of disorders that, you know, that get treated. And so whether it's pain management or whether it's addiction, whether it's the influx of fentanyl, which is another whole level of illegal drug, it's you know, 50 times stronger than the typical opioid. So there's just a lot of things we need to do, but I think the first thing we should do is try to prevent the problem as much as we can in the first place. And that deals with prescriptions and, you know, the size of prescriptions and other pain management. And so some of the bills that we're dealing with today deal with that. Other parts do in fact deal with, law enforcement and more importantly, you know, sentencing guidelines and then providing the adequate funds for facilities that are better suited to deal with, you know, substance disorders or mental illness or, you know, somebody that has an addiction, something more appropriate than a jail cell, and particularly a nonviolent, which is the vast majority of people. So it's an all the above for sure, but there's a lot of work to be done.
I go to Chris in the Badlands, and I see Chris's question is related to the waterboarding debate, which is, of course, consuming the other side of the Congress, related to Gina Haspel's nomination hearing that's happening on Capitol Hill today. So let's go to Chris and your question. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman Kramer, for being available. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
About the waterboarding, I was special ops. My dad worked for the Chief of Naval Operations in Vietnam.
Thank you.
We received a lot of training, a lot of harsh training, and it prepared us for some bad things. In 9/11, when they hit us, they killed 3,000 Americans,
yeah.
And they wanted to kill, if you calculate a lower strike and an effective toppling of those two buildings, they wanted to kill tens of thousands of Americans that day.
Yes.
And now you have some of the conspirators in your possession, if you don't know the rest of their plans, what would you not do to get the information? And I think we showed fantastic restraint by staying inside the bounds of non-lethal, non-permanent disfigurement to do what we did. Even when we used contractors and outside of the Constitution people, we didn't kill people that way. You know, we let them have their lives and gave them some semblance of justice usually. And it just makes me crazy that people wring their hands when we effectively stopped and interdicted and interrupted so many thousands of lives being taken on our soil and around the world by getting inside their heads. And then secondly, that's just a comment because she'll be confirmed or not based on the Senate's behaviors.
Yeah.
Thank you for being available. Yeah. And when we talked 2 years ago, I mentioned that Republicans have forgotten how to win. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but we've forgotten how to win. And we are still unable to grab victory from the jaws of defeat. We keep throwing victory back into the jaws of defeat and letting the Democrats run the day. And I hope when you get to the Senate, you have my vote, that you will find a way to push the leadership, hopefully new leadership,
yes,
to take bold action and lead like we actually have a future at stake, because we do. And it's not very often that we get a Reagan-type period like we're in right now,
yes,
to actually advance the cause and make changes that we'll have to rely on for, you know, coming generations. So
yeah.
I just, what do you plan on doing when you get to the Senate?
Yeah, so great question.
Forward?
Yeah. Let's start there. Yeah, thank you. I'll start there because he raised a very important point, and it's been a challenge. And I would tell you this, and having been around the country now a little bit, talking to Republican donors in various communities, there's a tremendous frustration, just like the caller has. And it's not that people don't. Let me just put it bluntly. It's time for a generational change in the United States Senate. But I want to encourage people by letting you know that it is happening, and it started happening a couple of elections ago. Okay, I'm going to have to go cast a roll call vote here in a second, so I'll try to wrap this point up. But so they're trying to, you know, there's a change taking place, and it's happened the last couple of elections. And I just think, you know, we need one more election with some more new blood, and we can start changing the rules and the culture of the United States Senate.
Thank you. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. You
Chris,
bet.
Thanks
I'll comment more on Gina Haspel here in a minute, but I do have to go ahead and vote.
Okay, you go ahead and go vote. Matt and Fargo, you're next for Congressman Kramer on the farm bill. We're going to let him go ahead and vote. They're actually in a markup, which means you know they're crafting a bill in a committee, and so there's multiple votes. And so this happens from time to time when Congressman Kramer joins us for the talk radio town hall, but has to go in and out of the committee hearing for different votes that are happening depending on the timing. So that's what's going on there. Some more coming up for him in just a little bit to join the conversation. You can call us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Local telephone number, 701-258-0550. You can also text either Todd or me. I'm at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. The English teacher in Todd is happy. 701-226-8503 for him. Okay? There you go. Those are the numbers.
Can't they schedule their votes around their show? I mean, come on.
Callers always get a preference, so get on the phones. We'll get to you first. We have text as well, so get into it today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kramer is back from voting now, so we can continue. You wanted to say more on the Gina Haspel nomination?
Well, I just want to say First of all, well, I just want to say, can you imagine that we're even having the discussion? I think this was Chris's point in his frustration, although I want to encourage him to don't let it affect his positive attitude about life. But it is frustrating. Can imagine we're having a discussion about whether a woman who's devoted her career to our country and devoted her career to the CIA, and that we're having a discussion about whether she's been too hard on terrorists or not. I mean, when did this switch take place, that there's an entire political party on the left that's going to determine whether she should be, you know, be nominated or approved to be the director of the CIA because she may have been too mean to a terrorist. A terrorist who's, as Chris said, has information that could prevent the killing of thousands of Americans. It's insane that we're even having this discussion. And Chris articulated it beautifully. I thank him both for his support and his service to our country.
Yeah, we pointed this out earlier. We had a call from Ed in Linton, and Ed was a naval officer during the Vietnam era, and he was waterboarded as part of the training because, of course, it's in our field manuals. It's part of the training to expect for our own service members when they go overseas, and yet they are acting as though this technique used on a handful of individuals, the worst of the worst, to get information that saved lives is some horrible thing. I just say, this scares me to think these are the kind of people that make decisions on, do you do a Iran deal or not? Should you negotiate with North Korea or not? They really have no business doing it at all. They're proving it with this very debate. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. But what's embarrassing is Democrats are embarrassed by Donald Trump's popularity continues to grow. He continues to accomplish things on behalf of our country's economy, jobs creation, national security, international standing. He doesn't coddle the enemy. He has proven, as Ronald Reagan did, that peace through strength actually does work. And they're becoming more and more embarrassed by the fact that it's getting harder for their friends in the mainstream media to make bad news out of really good news. And so now Gina Haspel's the next, the person that's standing in line that they're going to try to destroy, and hopefully unsuccessfully. I would certainly hope there's some reasonable Democratic senators who aren't willing to, to stand with Chuck Schumer, but will stand with our country. So very frustrating, and I appreciate Chris's frustration, but at the same time, I'm going to remain optimistic, and we need to do everything we can to ensure that she gets enough votes in the Senate to be confirmed.
All right, let's get to the calls here. A bunch waiting. Matt in Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Go.
Thanks for being with us this morning, Congressman. I appreciate you being
Matt.
On the air.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I read that President Trump is threatening to veto the farm bill. And I was wondering if you agreed with Trump that it should be vetoed, and if so, why?
Well, first of all, I haven't seen that, and I don't know what bill he could be talking about because neither the House or Senate have passed the farm bill yet. The House does have a bill.
It was in the Wall Street Journal this morning. There was a.
Do you know which?
The farm bill if it doesn't include strict work requirements.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense. Okay, so there's a condition he wants. He wants to see some work requirements for work capable adults who don't have dependent children. He's acknowledging something that I think is very important. We have 6.6 million job openings in this country. In fact, right now we're enjoying the lowest unemployment rate in 20 years, highest employment rate in the history of the country, but also the most job openings at the same time. So we have 6.6 million job openings in this country, we have 12 million work-capable adults who would fit into that category who aren't working. They're receiving welfare benefits that include SNAP and several other things. And so I think if I understand, and then I didn't see the story, but I can understand why he's pushing for work requirements for food stamp recipients who are capable of work. And by the way, so the House Farm Bill that we're going to vote on it next week, they're whipping it this week, in fact, starting today. We do have some work requirements for food stamp recipients who don't have dependent children and who aren't aren't over 59 years old and, you know, obviously aren't disabled and those kinds of things.
Can I just stop you for a minute? Can I just stop you for a minute? Because these two debates that we've just discussed connect to me. Back to the waterboarding and how anybody could say, you know, okay, that technique used on our own soldiers we shouldn't use to stop terrorists. And we're having a debate about it. It seems to me we're having the exact same debate only on a different issue here to say that there are people that think we shouldn't have tighter work requirements with taxpayer dollars and funding.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why Donald Trump's president, isn't it?
Scott, there aren't very many, just so you know, that 80% of the American public, I'm talking about the American public, we're and there's a lot of parts of America that don't think like North Dakotans, 80% of the American public believes that there ought to be some work requirements. And remembering, too, that part of this is not just requirement that you work, but if you can't find work or if you don't have a skill set that's required where you live, they're providing funding for government-supported training to make you even more marketable in the workplace. In other words, lifting people out of poverty to prosperity rather than leaving them in poverty and providing perpetual welfare. It's a fundamental thing. It used to be fundamental anyway in the United States.
To Matt's question of what you think of Trump threatening a veto, and by the way, this isn't Trump saying this. This is, again, Wall Street Journal, according to people familiar with the deliberations, typical Washington speak. But he obviously wants tougher work requirements, and there's obviously a meeting scheduled, I guess. In fact, the headline says support for tighter work requirements could help GOP leaders pass the farm bill in the House, but would complicate passage in the Senate, which tells me we have a real problem with the United States Senate, for crying out loud, because this is a no-brainer. But, I mean, to Matt's specific question, is this a good thing for Trump to be agitating on?
Well, I think it's a good message for him to send to all of us and to the Congress itself, because, in other words, he's saying we want work requirements as part of this. And welfare reform has been part of, you know, his agenda. It's been part of the Republican agenda. And this is not even really welfare reform. What this is workforce reform. This is providing more opportunities and more incentive for people to find work and get trained for work, prepare for work, and get themselves out of poverty or with government assistance. So it's pretty common sense. It's very popular,
I thought there already were work requirements, though.
There are some. We did get some minor ones into the current farm bill. We're expanding them a little bit now and providing more resources, shifting more of the resources into the workforce programs to help train people and provide them the skill sets that they need to, you know, to meet the growing demand. Because one of the biggest things, you guys, is it's sort of a fascinating time in America. I mean, 2 years ago, 57% of the people in a CNN poll in this country saw the country going the wrong direction. This month, the same CNN poll shows 57% of Americans see the country going in the right direction. And one of the issues, of course, is that we no longer have so much a jobs problem as we have a workforce challenge. And that's good for the worker and the potential worker. And so we're just trying to put more concentration, more tools toward helping people get the skills and the education that they need.
I'm up against the break here, so we do have to go. Matt, do you think tighter work requirements are a good idea?
Well, I feel like the problem that I see, according to what I'm reading,
tighter work requirements are a good idea. Just give me a yes or no answer when we come back.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you hear nothing else today on this program, nothing else, know this. The most important thing to your health is how much sleep you're getting, the quality of sleep you're getting. Those two are connected, your health and your sleep. Absolutely 100% proven, study after study after study. Now, what's the most important thing to improve your sleep? Something thousands of our listeners swear by, something called MyPillow, because our friend Michael Lindell invented the best pillow on earth. Interlocking fill that adjusts to you. It's washable. It's got a huge guarantee. If the thing ever goes flat, up to 10 years, you can send it back. I mean, you can't beat a deal like that. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. So just to finish on the news of Donald Trump, expected to tell senior lawmakers in a meeting today that he would veto the farm bill if it didn't include tighter work requirements. Matt from Fargo called and asked Congressman Cramer's position on that, which he shared with us. I just want to know, Matt, your position. I mean, is tougher work requirements something to fight for? Is Donald Trump doing the right thing here?
Well, I mean, my point is basically that I feel like this might put farmers at risk.
Yeah.
Because they know the bill won't pass the Senate with those work requirements, but they seem like they still might do it. And if the farm bill's too important to North Dakota, I feel like they might not have one. There might not be a good political, you know, fight to get into with them.
Okay.
He makes an important political point, Scott. That there were the marriage or the relationship between those who grow food and those who eat it is oftentimes what creates enough of an alliance to pass a farm bill. The problem is that 80% of the farm bill is focused on the nutrition programs, only 20% on the crop insurance and ag programs, including conservation. And we do need the bill to pass. However, there's no reason that we should just be held hostage by a welfare state either. That they can demand whatever they want, and in order to give our farmers what they need to grow the food for a hungry world. So we have to have this discussion and have this debate. But Matt's point is not lost on me either, that at the end of the day, we need a farm bill that supports farmers that passes, and I believe we'll get that.
All right, one more time, though, Matt. I just want to know yay or nay on the idea of tougher work requirements. I mean, Donald Trump has chosen a tactic to get tougher work requirements. are tougher work requirements in this day and age when we're handing out taxpayer dollars for nutrition programs and requiring that someone work in return, a good idea or a bad idea?
You know, I honestly don't know the answer to that. I'd really have to give it some more thought.
It's all right. I appreciate it. I tried a few times. Let's keep going. Clint in Minot. Let's go next. What's on your mind? Go ahead, Clint.
Yeah, I was calling about that medical marijuana and why it's taken so long to get anything going. And how much tax money is that wasting? Because the people in North Dakota are already voted on.
Yeah, so you'd have to ask a North Dakota official that, of course, because North Dakota did pass the law. I guess it was an initiated measure. And to be honest, that's obviously a state issue.
Speaking of taxpayer money being spent, we had a call earlier who said, hey, I'm not going to be able to call in, but would you do me a favor and please ask Congressman Kramer, how much money has the Mueller investigation cost taxpayers, and what is the cost going forward? Do we know that?
We kind of know that. I say kind of because there's a real lag in the reporting of it. When the special investigation or special counsel was set up, Mueller was required to report, I think it's every 6 months, what he's spending. And so the report through September 30th was like $6.7 million. So $6.7 million from May through September. But that wasn't reported until December. So it takes a while to report it. Now I would think, you'd have, the last quarter of last year and the first quarter of this year would be 6 months. So through March, but they haven't reported the number through March 31st yet. So I would expect that should be coming fairly soon. It's surprising to me it takes so long because I would think they have at least a calculator, if nothing else, that I would hope just a good set of books that with a running tab, you should be able to push total and it would pop up. But $6.7 million through September 30th, and we're waiting for the next 6 months report.
Mark and Hazen, next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Mr. Kramer.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to apologize. Last time I talked to you, I called you by your first name, and I got some.
I love that.
A good friend of mine. Anyway.
Well, you tell your friend that you and I are on a first name basis.
Okay. Well, we visited when you were in Hazen before, so we have talked. But anyway, on the farm bill, why is the food stamp program part of the farm bill?
Yeah.
If it's causing such a problem, why isn't that part of Health and Human Services or some organization like that?
Well, the history of that is a really good question. The history of that has to do with the fact that it has simply to do with coming up with a majority of members of Congress and based on their representation. So that's why I call it the connection between people who eat and the people who grow food. There's many fewer of us who represent states that grow food than there are of us that represent people who eat food. So in other words, in order to get to a majority in the People's House in particular, it really does require this is why this marriage was created in the first place. That said, there's been talk and multiple attempts over the years and decades to bifurcate the two issues again, separate them. If that was to happen, I think it would be very difficult anymore to pass a farm bill. Because let me tell you, when you sit in the House chamber, or you frankly listen to some senators talk that aren't from farm country, you wonder if they have any idea where food comes from. I think I've done talk radio and national talk radio shows and stuff where I take calls from people from New York, and I'm convinced they think that mice generate electricity in the walls and the deli is the provider for all food. They just have no clue. So that's really why it's just a political, political tactic.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call very much, Mark. Thank you. Dustin and Driscoll for Congressman Kramer. Then I'll get to a boatload of text here as well. But Dustin, you're the next call. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Couple things with the food stamps or the SNAP benefits. My wife wasn't working after our second child, and they denied her based on that fact that she didn't have a job. So I guess that's what I would say on that. And then also, you voted reciprocity for a concealed carry, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You voted for that?
That's correct. I did. Mm-hmm.
Well, so to that other caller, why don't we have that for medical marijuana?
Well, it's an interesting point because marijuana is still illegal in the federal laws, right? So there is no federal law that really even.
Well, you voted for Jeff Sessions, so I mean, come on. Just reciprocity for medical marijuana. Come on.
I didn't vote for Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions was a senator from Alabama, so I'm personally deeply disappointed in Jeff Sessions as an attorney general, but I've never had that opportunity to vote for him. That said, I actually believe that I just think marijuana in general ought to be a state's issue. So that's my position. It's always been my position. I think the federal government ought to get out of the way and leave it up to states.
Let's go to Doug in Candu next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Doug.
Hi, Congressman Kramer.
Hi, Doug.
I'm wondering, why does it take so long for a U.S. Marshal for North Dakota to become confirmed?
Well, U.S. Marshal, Trump hasn't appointed a U.S. attorney yet in North Dakota. Why these things take so long? Some of it gets to, the White House itself and the whole process of vetting. Some of it gets to the United States Senate. The United States Senate requires 30 hours of debate on everything, including any single confirmation. There are several hundred confirmations that have to take place in the Senate. And as long as the minority party holds it up, it's always going to be the case. The other thing is that senators have rights to withhold a nominee of any type for anything, and they often exercise it. Gets back to what I think Scott was talking about up front, and that is that we have a very broken United States Senate. It's probably time for a generational shift in how the Senate functions. The founders never intended, I don't believe anyway, ever intended for the United States Senate, that was once the most deliberative body, to become the laziest and use the term deliberation and create rules that allow a single senator to have power by obstruction, the type of power that each of them have. So it's a multitude of things, but a lot of it rests with the Senate.
All right, I'm going to keep moving here, and a lot of text to get to, so I'll try to get those as much as possible. Weave in some callers, too, as we finish. Ask Congressman Kramer what change he will make in the Senate. He stated on your show that the Senate is the do-nothing side of Congress. Now he wants to be part of it, and you talk about the swamp.
The first thing, and it would be a very big thing, is I would eliminate the cloture rule, but the 60-vote margin for appropriations. We, in the House of Representatives, passed all 12 separate appropriations bills last year. That's what you're supposed to do by September 30th. You pass them over to the Senate, where then the Senate has to deal with each of them. There's 12 because sort of each agency cluster, if you will, has one. Defense has their own appropriations bill. Agriculture has its own, commerce and judiciary, all these things. And they pass zero, and then because they can't get 60 votes, and they can't get cloture. And so I would eliminate that 60-vote margin for sure on appropriations. And I think there's a good chance we can get that done, actually, if once we get, a few more people of the right stripe elected over there.
Appreciate the call and all the texts. Keep them coming. We have lots more to get to. I wanted to give you a chance. We have about a minute here. I hope this is enough time to talk about some callers last week that brought up issues that you already have action on. One of which is honoring some people that had been forgotten. And thankfully, some listeners called and talked about it, and you took action. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so a caller called last week and brought to my attention that the sailors who had been killed during the Vietnam War on the sinking of a ship, the USS Frank Evans, have not had their names put on the Vietnam Memorial Wall. And the reason for that is that the ship had sailed out of what's known as the combat zone. So it was literally out of the combat zone, but they were all there for combat, the Vietnam veterans, and it was in a peaceful exercise with other countries, including I think it was Australia, and anyway, where there was an accident, and our ship, half of it sunk anyway, it was split in half, and I think it was 74 American sailors that drowned and have been barred by the DOD, the Department of Defense, from having their names placed on the Vietnam Wall. That just seems crazy to me, and so I actually dropped a bill that would list those 74 sailors on the wall. Now, I just did that yesterday. I did visit with the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mac Thornberry, and let him know that I had done that. He said, I will not oppose that. He said, I know the DOD's bureaucracy sometimes gets in the way of doing the right thing. And We also want to acknowledge that there are some reasons for certain rules. But anyway, I dropped the bill. We'll see where it goes from here. I'm going to start working on co-sponsors and see if we can't get some action here. Fairly.
I love it. I love it. That's why a call matters. That's a neat deal. And by the way, it's not easy getting the DOD to reverse the past policy. I'm not big on that at all. So it's
to pass a bill.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, more coming up. Last chance with Congressman Kramer in our final segment.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last chance to chat with Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall for a Wednesday, and I promised I'd get to some of these texts, so I shall for you. What do you think of Heidi Heitkamp's decision to support the Iran deal. And by the way, is it fair to say she supported the Iran deal? I guess she did vocally.
She voted for it. Yeah. No, she voted. There was a vote. Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, it was one of those reverse confirmation votes. The House initiated a resolution opposing the Iran nuclear deal, which we passed and sent over to the Senate. And so she did. Yeah, she did vote to support the Iran nuclear deal.
So was that the right decision?
Well, it was a crazy, terrible, terrible decision because it was a terrible plan. It was a terrible deal. It was a deal that Barack Obama wanted just for the sake of making a deal. He validated Iran's nuclear desires, and then on top of that, gave them pallets of cash, access to $150 billion of their of locked up money, access to world markets and everything, including oil, putting United States oil, in a disadvantage. And so, no, it was a terrible deal. And by the way, they quickly used all that money to support Hamas, Hezbollah, other terrorist organizations, shore up Syria, of course, the Syrian regime. Remember that whole thing with the red line and the gas. So, no, it was a terrible vote. And by the way, the Iranian people have been protesting it ever since because they were hoping that it would prop up their economy. It didn't prop up their economy. It just propped up terrorists in the Middle East. So everything we said would happen, including Russia immediately sending one of the most sophisticated ground-to-air defense systems to Iran. Iran building out their own intercontinental ballistic missile system. And plus, they still don't let some of the inspectors on their military bases to look for uranium enrichment facilities. So, no, it's a terrible, terrible deal.
A related question from another listener. Will you please ask Kevin what Congress can do about John Kerry undermining America and the president? I think they should investigate him and prosecute.
Well, it's hard to know whether there's a prosecution that could be had. He's been, accused of violating the Logan Act, which he probably did. The question is, the Logan Act's never been used for prosecution because most people, most legal minds think it's an unconstitutional act. A guy can do what he wants to do on his own time, so to speak, regardless of his previous work. But he was such an ineffective Secretary of State. Let's remember, he's the guy that sort of negotiated this crazy Iran deal that hurt North Dakota's oil economy and hurts American national interests. It's certainly devastating, potentially devastating to Israel. And so, I think John Kerry is going to suffer. His reputation will continue to suffer, and he's too out of it to know it. But I doubt there's anything we could do from a legal standpoint. Perhaps an investigation would be appropriate.
Another question. I ask Kevin if Fisher Enterprises from Dickinson was awarded the border wall contract. I haven't heard.
Yeah, no, there's not been a border wall contract offered up. I'm trying to line up some meetings, actually, for them here in Washington in the next couple of weeks to see what next steps could be taken. But there was some money put in the omnibus for border security that could include a border wall, and we're trying to get some direction there as well, see if we can't at least use some of that money to build a portion of the wall. And I'd love to have Fisher Industries build that portion of the wall to demonstrate further how effective their project can be. And they've really got the, in my view, everything I've looked at, and granted I'm somewhat biased, but I think they've got the best solution.
Another texter says, Chris from the Badlands was the caller of the week. We're impatient. Administrative state undermining the president. Trump undermining President Trump is infuriating. Please ask Congressman Kramer if he has a specific position on the so-called harvest boxes in lieu of SNAP cards.
So, first of all, I think that pretty much went away. I'm not crazy for it, at least not in total, but I don't know why we would be against experimenting with it in some sort of a pilot program and seeing if we can't get more nutritional, food to people in a more efficient way. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we, do it with some integrity as well. So, again, I'm not crazy about it, but I don't have a strong visceral objection that some people had to it right away. I understand why grocery store owners didn't like it. They want to be able to sell more groceries. But, it seemed like at least a reasonable idea to be bantered about and maybe experimented with a little bit.
One other thing we should mention, a caller called and asked, hey, could you ever do a town hall in Botno last week? And there's another example of you know, it being worth your while to call and engage on the program, because I see you have one scheduled now for Botano. So
we do. Yeah, no, the caller, in fact, when he called, you might recall I said, you know, I think we're coming to Botano. I think I'm going to be in Botano here fairly soon, because I know I'm going in that direction for some things. I'm there for a veterans event. So, so we're going to be at Marie's on Main Street, Botano, on May 19th from 10:30 to 11:30. I'll be doing a coffee with Kramer. So appreciated the call. It prompted me to look at the calendar and see if we can schedule something, and we did. So, yeah, it was a good week at the Talk Radio Town Hall last week.
Yes, and Watford City's on the docket, I believe, too, I saw, right?
Watford City's up for next week, May 14th, from 5 to 6 p.m. at Canary. That's a well services company, oil services company in Watford City.
We have a grand total of about 30 seconds left. Anything you want to tell us before we let you go?
No, just that I would encourage everybody to pray for and encourage the confirmation of Ms. Happel for CIA director. She's up to replace a really good man in Mike Pompeo, so let's give her our full support.
This should not be taking the time or energy that it's taking, should it?
No, it shouldn't. It should be a layup.
Unbelievable. We have plenty to fix, for sure. Congressman Kramer, thanks for the time. We'll chat with you later.
Thanks.
We are out of time for today, my friends. Thank you for listening. We'll do it again tomorrow. Kelly Armstrong, candidate for the House, tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, takes your calls in another town hall. God bless you. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.